Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we were scheduled to be joined by the number one guy at Concorso Italiano, but he's missing in action. That's the big event coming up on the 17th of August out in Monterey, California. It's the world's largest Italian car show. It's really a feast for the eyes, to say the least. Also coming up in this hour of the program, speaking of the Pebble Beach activities, Pebble Beach Sunday is happening this year on the 19th of August, and Nick Waller, who is with the Pebble Beach company, is going to be telling us all about all the cool things that are going to be happening out there in the Monterey area. Meanwhile, in this hour of the broadcast, while we await the arrival, perhaps, of Mr. Concorso Italiano himself, Tom McDowell, we will throw out a trivia question here. Why don't we make it an Italian question? It's only right to make it an Italian question. So we'll throw out a question right now. And Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, who was with us last week, has told me from now on we can give away one of these magic fingers every single week. Now, it sounds kind of like a crazy thing, but it's basically kind of a piece of a glove that you wear, and you can pick nuts and bolts off the floor, anything that's metal. It's got a built-in magnet. Jay Leno uses it. It's a very cool device, very simple, very cool. The guy that invented it made a lot of money, and I know you'll enjoy it. So we'll throw out a trivia question right now, and we'll make the trivia question about one of the all-time great Ferraris. This particular all-time great Ferrari is a vehicle that was sold in the decade of the 2000s, the early part of the 2000s here. So we're talking like 2004, 2005. This was the ultimate supercar to date from Ferrari. It still is, as far as I'm concerned. They're working on a spiritual replacement for this vehicle. It was 12 cylinders. It put out in excess of 600 horsepower. And I remember when I was at Motor Trend, we had the opportunity to test one. Ferrari wouldn't give us one, but we had to get one from an owner. And he was very proud to have his car featured in Motor Trend. We had to give him a new set of tires, which is a very expensive thing on a car like that. But what was the flagship model of the Ferrari lineup? And I'll give you a hint. It was named after somebody within the Ferrari family. That is the question. Here is the telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's our contact line from around North America. And again, whoever comes up with the answer to the question about the top-of-the-line Ferrari from the middle 2000s here, so let's say 2003, 2004, 2005, they didn't make that many of these. They made, I believe, somewhere in the vicinity of 350, that's all toll, and one went to the Pope, believe it or not. Ferrari gave the Pope one of these cars, which I think is quite interesting, to say the least. John Paul II was the Pope when it was given to him, and I guess it's still somewhere within the Vatican. Again, our telephone number is 855-660-4261. But let's talk about some other automotive news, other automotive happenings. There's always cool things going on, and I got a number of interesting things here. The most American vehicle. Now, this is going to stir some people's pots, because nowadays there are so many foreign car companies, foreign-owned car companies, building vehicles here in the U.S. So it kind of, you know, mixes things up. I mean, it's still a foreign car company. The profits from the sales of their cars go back to their home country. It's true they have invested sometimes multiple millions of dollars with facilities here in the U.S. And the other thing, if you buy a new vehicle today, it actually will tell you on the sticker the parts content. It will tell you, you know, let's say 80% from Japan, 10% from Germany, 10% from Mexico. So it's a global economy. It's a global automotive market. Case in point, last week, the Tesla vehicle here at the Auto World Garage in suburban Boston was the Gucci edition of the 500 from Fiat, the 500C convertible Gucci edition. My wife really loved this vehicle, and a couple of other folks that we visited, one with a 28-year-old daughter, she was absolutely in love with this vehicle. It has actually done quite well. But the thing that I get a kick out of is this vehicle sold in Europe. It's known as the Cinquecento. I believe I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but that's the Fiat 500 over in Italy. But when they decided to bring this vehicle here to the U.S., with Fiat now being a majority owner of the Chrysler Group, they had to make some adjustments to it because the safety regulations in Europe are nowhere near as tough as the safety regulations here in the good old U.S. of A. So here's a vehicle that was originally designed in Italy. However, for the American marketplace, it was modified and partially designed in Auburn Hills, which is the headquarters for Chrysler, the Chrysler Group here in North America. And then this vehicle is built in Mexico. So put that all together. You got an Italian car with a little bit of American in it, and it's built in Mexico. So this list that I'm about to give you from the folks at cars.com is going to follow along the lines of the same thing. Again, in today's global economy, there's no easy way to determine just how American a car is. Many cars built in the U.S., for example, are assembled using parts that come from elsewhere. So here we go with the list of cars, and my producer Matt is going to like the first one. The Toyota Camry topped this year's American Made Index, extending its number one status for 4 years running. So here's a Japanese design of vehicle being built in this company. Evidently, it has more American parts than any other parts. So that is the number one vehicle as far as the American Made Index that the folks at cars.com put together. But it was a photo finish. The Ford F-150 was so close to eclipsing the Camry, it came in number two. It was once the common leader in this category, but it has lower domestic parts content now. The domestic parts content is 75% on the Ford F-150, and the Camry beat it. Toyota, Honda, and General Motors combined for 8 of the American-made index top 10 vehicles. Honda fielded 2 vehicles, the Ohio-built Accord and the Alabama-built Pilot. And the Chevrolet Traverse, 3 General Motors crossovers, the Traverse from Chevrolet, the GMC Arcadia, and Buick Enclave, all assembled in Michigan, landed in 6th, 9th, and 10th place, respectively. Besides the Camry, Toyota's Tundra pickup truck and Sienna minivan also made the list. The Jeep Wrangler's domestic parts content fell below 75% this year, but Chrysler fielded another entrant in the Jeep Liberty. I'll run down the entire top 10 when we come back right here on Auto World.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. And now we're going to shine a spotlight on Concorso Italiano for 2012. And joining us to tell us all about what's going to be going down on Friday the 17th of August 2012 is Concorso Italiano owner and chairman Tom McDowell. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. We're roasting up here in the Seattle weather, and so we're a little out of sorts here. things get into 90 degrees, we sort of get a meltdown.
I can understand completely. So tell us how excited you are about this year's event.
Well, this is going to be really fun this year. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of designer Bertone. And they've had so many wonderful concept cars, one-offs, and production cars over the century. But the bulk of their designs that we're most familiar with are in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And we're going to be having a tremendous celebration of and many examples of the production cars and several of the concept cars and a very special one-off car.
That sounds fantastic. And, of course, there's lots of other cool happenings. I understand the president of Fiat here in North America has a call out to all 500 owners, whether you've got a brand new one or whether you've got a classic one. He would like all of them to turn out at the Concorso Italiano.
Yeah, this is the 55th anniversary of the Fiat 500. So he did put out a call out to see how many different 500s we could get at Concorso, and that includes the new models. And what we're finding is there's a tremendous enthusiasm amongst the owners of the new 500s. They probably are familiar with Fiat back when they were in the United States. Fiat then pulled out, and they were anxiously awaiting its return. Well, it's returned quite strongly, and that Fiat Abarth has been well received, as well as the 500C. And Fiat, in addition, is going to be announcing at Concorso a brand new version of the 500. I'm not sure which one it is, but
wow.
We're all looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, that's going to be great. And I understand the Ferrari Club of North America is doing something really special with you as well.
Well, the Ferrari Club has been around for 50 years, so they're celebrating an anniversary this year. And they've got a very special 599 that has been outfitted specifically for the club. It's going to go around to each chapter of the club in North America, and then it will visit every single Ferrari dealer in North America. It's sort of like a relay race, although it's no race. And they're going to be launching this relay at Concorso, so there'll be a nice celebration. We'll get to see this very special 599 and sort of just kick off the what will be a 12-month celebration of the club's anniversary.
That's wonderful. And, of course, you're going to have some very important people in attendance and going to be celebrating a big anniversary, the anniversary of the Italian design legend Bertone.
Yes, as mentioned, they've been around for a long time. They started out 100 years ago building carriages for horses. Well, they realized not too long that the market for automobiles was going to be much stronger, and they've been around, and they really started to take off in the 40s and 50s, been always known for high-quality builds. Well, then they became high-quality designs as well. And in the 50s, some of the more famous designs of the 50s for automotive enthusiasts, your audience, is mm-hmm. the Bat cars. And these have nothing to do with Batman. These are mm-hmm. iconic cars that were used for testing aerodynamics. And they've production cars. They've had a very close relationship with Lamborghini and some wonderful Lamborghini designs. And then, as mentioned, they are having a very special one-off car called the Nuccio. It's an honor. It's an homage, sort of, to the owner, the former owner of Bertone, Nuccio Bertone. He passed away about 15 years ago, but this Nuccio is going to have its North American introduction at Concorso.
That's wonderful. Tom, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all the website information? Folks can get tickets in advance and tell them about all the goodies that they can find online.
Well, that's a good point, Bob. The tickets are available certainly in advance at concorso.com. That's concorso.com, and there's a number of tickets available online, and then can always welcome out on the day of event, which is August 17th. That's a Friday at Laguna Seca Golf Ranch. It's right along Highway 68, a very long stone's throw from the Laguna Seca Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly invite people to come out on the day of event as well.
And the proximity of your facility there at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch makes that accessibility to the historics, the racing at the Laguna Seca racetrack, all that more attractive.
It is. It's actually very convenient for enthusiasts of both concours and races, and that is the very famous weekend of the reunion at the track. And so people can attend both events, and having been so close to one another makes it quite easy.
Tom McDowell is with us from Concorso Italiano. It's going to be happening Friday, August 17th from 9 to 5 p.m. at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey, California. And he's telling us about some of the highlights from this year's event. And this is an event for the family. And number one, it's stunning, visually stunning. The colors, the Lamborghini colors, the Ferrari colors, the Maserati, the Di Tommaso. There's nothing like that Italian flair and that Italian heritage. And I know that you do honor with that in having a number of folks on the team who can definitely make people feel very much at home in Italy.
Well, that's one of the great things about Concorso is you don't have to go to Italy to get that Italian feel. This is a whole lot more than just walking into a terrific Italian restaurant. This is walking into a little slice of Italy for the day, because it starts with the cars, and there's cars everywhere. And they're the beautiful Italian designed cars, but we also have Italian fashion. At noontime, we have a standing room only fashion show. There's food all day. There's Italian wine all day. We've got Italian music all day. It's quite a celebration of the Italian style.
And that's what it's all about, your event. You're celebrating not only the beauty of the Italian cars, but the beauty of all things Italian, whether it be clothing, whether it be food, whether it be anything in the Italian realm.
It is quite fun. It's, you know, one of the beauties of Concorso is, of course, that celebration, all things Italian. But we also get many of the Italian manufacturers and designers to come to Italy, and I'm sorry, to come to Concorso. There's a Freudian slip. And so it's an opportunity to meet them, an opportunity that you wouldn't get to meet, that you wouldn't be available to you if you went over to Italy. And they're very approachable. So you get to go up, talk to them, ask them questions. They're very engaging people.
I know, you know, no question about it. One of the great things about the automotive hobby is not only being able to look at all these exquisite vehicles, but also, as you point out, to make the relationships, you know, with someone with equal passion for vehicles. And sometimes those relationships can last literally decades.
Well, that's a great point, Bob. You know, certainly you get a chance, as mentioned, to meet some of the key personalities from Italy, but there are some great personalities and great individuals here in the States, and you know, the cars bring us together, but the people bring us back.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to wrap up with the man himself, Tom McDowell from Concorso Italiano, then Nick Waller from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance will be along. You're listening to Auto World.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four different gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes.
Tonight.
Scared, the brakes are good, tires fair.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We're telling you all about the amazing weekend. It used to be called a weekend. Now it's really a week-long series of events on the Monterey Peninsula. And we're wrapping up with Tom McDowell, the president and CEO of Concorso Italiano, and Tom's got a whole slew of wonderful offerings, as he does every year, and of course Keith Martin will be in attendance doing the regular announcing duties.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Sorry. Keith is he's an institution at Concorso, and we're thrilled to have him back. He does a great job as the MC. He keeps things light, interesting, things move along quickly. He's got a great wit about him.
Interesting. One more time, let's give out the official telephone number, and folks can get tickets right now in advance. And we'll remind folks that the location is Laguna Seca Racetrack, and it's right there in Monterey, California. Matter of fact, you can print some maps right on if you have a pricier car, but also in the realm of ordinary cars as well. Well, I definitely, Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. And why don't you one more time give out your website and any telephone information you would like.
Sure. The website is concorso.com. That's C-O-N-C-O-R-S-O.com. And our phone number is 425-742-0632. The event is on August 17th, Friday, at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey.
Wow. Well, Tom, always a pleasure. We look forward to hopefully getting out there and doing some radio as usual. But if we don't, we wish you the best for 2012. And don't be a stranger. We'll have you on again during the year.
Love to join you, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. We'll move on to a gentleman who knows a whole lot about the upcoming Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Pebble Beach, for those who may not be familiar with it, is considered by many folks in the collector car world as the Super Bowl or the World Series of collector car events. It truly is spectacular. And joining us right now to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Nick Waller to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, Nick? How's it going?
I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you, Bob, again.
Yes, definitely. And this is coming just around the bend. It's 2 weeks from today, Nick. Are you ready?
Yes, is the answer. It's the short and sweet answer. It's a long time coming, this one day, or the Pebble Beach Concours Day. But it's worth the wait. And you'll be pleased to know that the sun is now shining in Carmel, so we've got high hopes.
That's great. And you have been with the Concours for a number of years, but tell us about your first Concours experience. What was that like?
Well, you know, I came along as a newbie. I'd been invited to come along and see the show. I'd worked for a number of events in the UK. And as when I touched down, when I first got to Pebble Beach, I was blown away. I mean, firstly, it's such a welcoming place. It's the most gorgeous part of the world, one of the most beautiful coastlines. Everywhere you look is another beautiful vista. So from that point of view, it was good. And then, you know, then you add cars into it, and you just go into overdrive. It's quite an amazing event, and it grabs you. And I've been coming back now for 6 or 7 years, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's just the place to be. And it's become the meeting place for collectors from all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's in everybody's diary. It's a remarkable event for the people and for the cars, of course.
Absolutely. You, of course, are on the selection committee, but in keeping pace with the ever-expanding Concours, more and more folks are coming from all over the globe, and I know this year you've got at least 40 or so vehicles that are coming from all over the place, so you do a good deal of work for the Concours in Europe in kind of spreading the good word.
It is like spreading a good word, but it's a word that people like to hear. Although it has been known, you know, I will... people will submit a car for selection way back at the end of the previous year. So around about November, December, we start to get a lot of cars being sent in or the details being sent in. We sift through them, we go through them, and we meet as a committee. And we select, we start out by selecting around about 150 cars as a starting point. And it's a very odd sensation. It's a bit of a double-edged sword because we can call up people and say, you know, great news. This is, you know, if somebody's in Europe or say in England or France or Switzerland and say, great news, your car's been selected for Pebble Beach. You're on your way. And they, at first, they're immediately thrilled.
Yeah.
Then, of course, they've got to start sorting out the transport and they've got to get the car here. It's a huge deal. But I hope it's worth it for them.
And certainly, as we touched on, this is one of the most competitive automotive events in the world. It is also one of the most beautiful. I consider it the World Series, the Super Bowl of all the Concours events, and most people do as well. And we're going to run down all the cool events for this year. But it's very important to point out that you guys have been raising over $1 million each and every year for charity, and I know that there are several of those charities now funding scholarships, including one named in memory of Phil Hill, who actually participated in the very first Pebble Beach event, but it was more of a road race back in those days.
He won the first road race on the Pebble Beach circuit that was here in the forest. which has sadly, very sadly now disappeared. Although there are traces of it. You can, if you've got your hiking boots on and you can drive around, you can trace, you can see where the circuit was. And we drive a certain amount of it on our tour, which starts on the Thursday, the 16th. But that was where Pebble Beach started. It was a race course. It was an annual event. The Pebble Beach races ran from 1950 through 1956. And as you say, Phil Hill won the first race here in an XK120. And he went on to a race, I think, in every year and gradually getting faster and faster. He moved into Ferraris then. But then when the Concours started on its own merits, if you like, he brought cars and entered them, and he had a great restoration business. Not only was he driving fast around circuits of the world, driving for Ferrari, winning the world championship, he was also restoring cars, mm-hmm. you've got to know, and to a very high standard.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the featured marks and special classes this year. I'm very excited about this one, Cars of the Maharajas. Tell our listeners around North America and the world, who were the Maharajas? These are
the Maharajas and the Maharanis were the aristocracy of India throughout. And they were fabulously wealthy families. I mean, India had amazing resources, diamonds and all sorts of natural resources and silks, etc. The trade was enormous. They, of course, were exceedingly wealthy. And when the motor car hit the road, so to speak, and started to replace the elephant and the horses and all of that, the motor car absolutely caught their imagination. And they didn't just buy one or two. They would go to Rolls-Royce, for instance, and they would order, occasionally, they would order 10 Rolls-Royces straight away. In fact, there have been cases where these families would buy half a dozen silver goats in one hit. One would be converted into a shooting brake. One would be converted into a truck, even. And these cars were used in India for many, many years, and they've remained in India and have very rarely been seen.
Oh, this is going to be so exciting. When we come back on the other side, more about the cars of the Maharajas, and then we're going to talk about some of the other featured marquees and more right here. Don't go away.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-520-3421. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-520-3421. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-520-3421. 800-520-3421. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
It's going to be happening on the 19th of August. It's the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance 62nd annual. Nick Waller from the selection committee is with us telling us all about this year's event. And we're running down some of the featured marquees and some of the featured classes. And the cars of the Maharajas, definitely that's going to be something to behold. I can only imagine, as you pointed out, that some of these vehicles have never been seen out of museums that are in other parts of the world.
Yeah, it's very true. And in fact, one of our cars that's coming, it's a Rolls-Royce. It's a 1924 20 horsepower Barker Tourer. This was owned by the Maharaja of Udaipur in Rajasthan in India. And this car hasn't left India in over 70 years. And they were so delighted to be coming. They were overjoyed. They've done a great job with the restoration. And the car was given a send-off celebration in India to mark its journey. And I can only imagine the smiles on people's faces when it left. But we're looking forward to it. And it's Rolls-Royces. It's Hispano Suizas. There's a Duesenberg that was owned by the Maharajas, the Mercedes-Benz, there was a Delage, all sorts of cars. But we have a class all on its own for Rolls-Royces, who were head and shoulders, if you like, more than the other cars in India. They just, the Rolls-Royce captured their imagination back in the 20s and 30s.
Let's talk about Mercer. This is an interesting company around from 1909 to 1929. Many of us know the, of course, Mercer racer bout, but that was just one of many high-performance cars that they built.
Yeah, I mean, the 35J racer bout was really the supercar of its day. Stripped down, they won races all over America. But not only that, the Mercer built touring cars, the 2270, and we have the earliest known Mercer coming, as well, which is a 1912 model, as well as a prototype, in fact, that was built in 1925. 1931 was the prototype, the Merrimack convertible. It was built to kind of relaunch the company. The company had got into trouble and was really rather dormant, and somebody bought the company, tried to reinvigorate the mark, sadly, it didn't happen. But we've got this one-off prototype coming to tail end the Mercer class. I'm really looking forward to that. Again, really classic pre-war race cars and road cars. Just brilliant.
The next one is probably not a household name for lots of our listeners, but definitely a very important gentleman. Sauchek Coachwork. This was a coach building company based in France. Tell us more about it, Nick.
Well, Jacques Sauchek moved to France as a young man. His father had been a coach builder, and he had been brought up with all the skills of coach building, and he set up shop, as you say, just outside Paris, but in the Paris suburbs, and started to make a name for himself in the Art Deco era. And he is one of the most adventurous designers and builders of pre-war cars that there can be. And we've got a wonderful selection. You know, every year we see these cars come in, and every year we look at them as individuals, but as a collection when they arrive on the 18th fairway, there is nothing to beat it. And some of the coachwork on these cars, there are a couple of wonderful 680S Mercedes-Benz from 1928. Similar but different in every aspect. There's Hispano Suizas, a wonderful Bugatti that actually won Best of Show here before. Mm. And Delahaye's, we have a Delahaye coming all the way from Zurich, which I'm particularly looking forward to. I actually saw that car in February this year in Paris, and I saw the owner and I said, "Now look, this car is wonderful. Submit it for selection. It would be a great addition to the class."
Well, that's great. Let's talk about some of the special classes. This one's very exciting. Sport customs from the 30s to the 1950s. This is a first-time ever class.
Yeah. These are extremely unusual one-off motor cars built by their owners back in the early 50s, I suppose, or just the late 40s, early 50s, when really sports cars hadn't really sort of hit the streets by then. Individuals who wanted something a little bit different, something a little bit sportier, decided that they thought that, well, I can build them myself. I can't buy what I want, I'll build it myself. And we've got things, extraordinary cars that people built in steel. These aren't fiberglass. Including one which I am particularly looking forward to. It's bright blue. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a 1948 thing called a Lloyd Templeton Mercury Satin, and it's called the Bob Hope Roadster. And this has a bonnet or hood that stretches out in front of you. You're almost sitting on the rear wheels with this enormous hood stretching away in front of you. Extraordinary features, extraordinary lines, and this caught the eye of Bob Hope, who, when he was in California, he would often use it and borrowed it from the owner. That's one car I'm really looking forward to. It's about 25 foot long. It's a ridiculous thing.
Oh, that is, what a talk about a photo op. That's a great one.
Oh, that's a photo op, absolutely. Yeah.
There's also going to be a special class devoted to Carroll Shelby and his Cobras. And Carroll, of course, we lost a number of months back, great friend of the program and myself. And he has special ties to the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. I didn't realize that Carroll actually won the last Pebble Beach road race ever held at Pebble.
Before. Exactly, 1956.
Yeah, so what a great
when
honor.
He was an early, he was a young driver then, and I think he drove a Ferrari in that race, but he'd raced an Allard before. And in fact, we've got an Allard coming in one of the post-war classes that Carroll actually drove early on in his career. But really, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Shelby Cobra, we've assembled just a remarkable collection of these incredible sports cars, including, of course, the beginning and the end of the line. We've got the first ever Cobra, the prototype that Carroll built himself, and he never sold it, which is a remarkable thing. He hung on to it, and it's in an incredible condition, as he had it all his working life, really. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got wonderful race Cobras, road Cobras in between, and then finishing up with the very last, the 427, last car ever built by the Shelby Company. Just, it's going to be great. Really super to see them all together.
Absolutely. German motorcycles, it's not uncommon for motorcycles to be featured at Pebble, but this is very, very cool. These are creations from German manufacturers, and again, this is four straight years that motorcycles have been featured.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, we decided, as you say, 4 years ago to include motorcycles. I mean, a lot of the car collectors all over the world enjoy the two-wheeled variety as well. And we started out, as we say, 4 years ago. This year, Germany, you expect perhaps, BMWs to be here. But, I mean, it opened my eyes. I'm not a two-wheeled expert. They fall over too often for me.
But me too.
We've got, again, probably the earliest motorcycle ever built. It's owned by Mercedes-Benz in Stuttgart in Germany, and it was built in 1885.
Wow.
It will work, we understand, but it's got it's a wooden frame with a very small engine. And it was built as a testbed, but it didn't really take off. I think, their heart wasn't in. It was just an experiment. So we go from 1885, stretching through the 1920s with some remarkable cars, remarkable motorcycles, something called an IMME, I-M-M-E, which I'm looking forward to. Just extraordinary and very unusual motorcycles, and of course a wonderful selection of BMWs, who everybody knows as probably the most prestigious German motorcycle builder, still going, obviously.
Absolutely. That's going to be really cool. Fiat enjoying a renaissance here with the brand new 500 and 500C and various editions of that. But many people don't realize this company's been around for a long time. Nick, can we hold you over into the next hour for a few minutes?
Sure.
Wonderful. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.